Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. As we look at Jupiter and Saturn come together in the month of December, could that be what the Star of Bethlehem was some 2,000 years ago? That's the headline. Dr. Don DeYoung comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Interesting report coming out of a heavenly event on December the 21st. That's when Saturn and Jupiter will align and become a very bright light. Boy, an amazing event, a double planet light, I think they call it. It is an amazing event. It's going to happen on the 21st.
Actually, Jimmy, Jupiter and Saturn are very close together all through December, maybe the closest on the 21st, but for several weeks, there is that show in the sky.
Is this what happened at the birth of Christ? When they call it the Star of Bethlehem, is this what it was?
Well, you know, Jimmy, there are several ideas about what the star was that led the wise men. Some have suggested that it was a comet in the night sky. Some have said maybe it was an exploding star, something we call a supernova. And then this latest suggestion that it was a gathering of planets, which does become unusual in the sky. However, Jimmy, I would say that each one of these natural explanations fall short of this story in the book of Matthew. For example, when the planets come close together, there are still multiple lights. The wise men were following a single light in the sky, a single star. And I think also from Matthew 2, if you read carefully, the wise men were the only ones who saw this light. When they arrive in Jerusalem, Herod asked them, you know, the time when they saw this. If it had been a comet or a gathering of planets, it would have been in the news, and everyone would have seen it. So more and more, it looks like this Star of Bethlehem was a very special light. And maybe a third reason for its uniqueness, after the wise men are in Jerusalem, it says that the star leads them to Bethlehem and stands over the house where the Lord is. Well, all these natural objects, planets, comets, supernova, they all move across the sky from east to west. However, from Jerusalem to Bethlehem is from north to south, a very unusual movement. From all that, Jimmy, I would conclude that the Star of Bethlehem was a supernatural light and beyond our explanation.
Dr. Don DeYoung and his explanation of the Star of Bethlehem. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. As Don said, the Star of Bethlehem was a very special star used by God to lead the wise men to the newborn Son of God, Jesus Christ. He was a fulfillment of Bible prophecy. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...